What?
Yeah!
Brothers.
Oh, yeah!
It's me, Austin!
Oh, son of
a... Doesn't matter what you think!
What? I lie!
Oh, you didn't know?
And I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
See? I just didn't stand!
You just made the list!
Damn!
Welcome into WAVGL on Wiggle 91.1 FM. I am your host, Logan Hurston, and WAVGL is the prime location for everything wrestling on Wiggle 91.1 FM. I am, of course, joined by my co-host, the Gimmick Killer, Cooper Prater.
Whoa, WAVGL Mania.
Get him up. The natural Noah Phillips.
We are in the third inning. I will never finish my story. I will never win these titles. I know what I want to talk about.
And the reigning, defending, undisputed WWEGL champion of the world. For the first time, he did finish his story. The giant, Jack Dudley from Dudleyville. Mm-hmm.
The youngest and fastest rising star in WWEGL history.
Or as it said in our group chat, the youngest and fastest riding star.
Yeah, yeah.
Ride your way to the top. Also joined by former WWEGL champion and co-host, the awesome Alex Houston.
So glad to be here, guys. Don't worry, I'm not coming back as one of those part-timers that appears out of thin air for a show in Saudi Arabia. This is a one-time thing. It's Mania season, and I still hate Cody Rhodes.
He's our Undertaker.
He is our
Undertaker.
I will come back in a year's time with a beanie, some sweats, like I rolled out of bed, but it will be a terrifying 2 minutes of screen time for me. Yep. Anyway.
WrestleMania.
Terrifying is a loose word.
Whoa.
Yes, it is.
Whoa. WrestleMania happened.
It certainly did.
Do-ba-do. Big time. What was the theme this year? The Weeknd again?
Yeah. Yes.
He's got that that check down for sure.
Yeah.
It was gasoline, right?
It was gasoline this year.
Wait. How does gasoline go?
During commercial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, WrestleMania happened.
Blinding Lights last year?
It was Blinding Lights and I think COVID Mania. And last year was Save Your Tears.
Gotcha.
This year was something off of, I think, I don't even remember what album this is off. Don FM or something like that?
It's Don FM.
Yeah, probably.
Nothing but hits.
I'm so tired. I see how CM Punk feels. I'm so tired. You know, this is a wrestling podcast, but right now I'm just so tired of wrestling. Yet I still, even though I never do this, just turned on Raw. You know, it looks like they're already calling up the NXT guys, because both Roxanne and Ilya with the NXT belts.
I did see
on Raw.
Ilya come out, and he was against Shinsuke.
Yep, which, yeah. If it was Ilya now and Shinsuke 7 years ago, that would have been a dream match.
Yeah, yeah. I saw people, like, gassing it up like it was, you know, I don't know, Okada Omega.
It was a Raw match.
Like, it was crazy.
I mean, Ilya's gonna be great either way, but it was a Raw match. They had maybe 4 minutes. So, because I skipped forward and the match was already over.
He hit the A bomb.
He did hit the H bomb and the
H bomb.
The torpedo.
Why are we talking about the live television show? We need to be talking about the premium live event, WrestleMania 40.
We
need to make some money here, guys.
Well,
it's called a build.
Let's
Noah.
Go ahead.
It's called a story.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get the elephant out of the room, Noah, since you're so mad. He did finish his story this weekend. Microman did finish his story.
Yeah!
He won the cluster match, outlasting 86 other GCW
86?
Superstars.
That's my boy.
86 was the final number.
Brother, how do they have that much money to pay people?
They don't.
Brother, it might have been my favorite.
They had 87 hot dogs.
My favorite.
No, not even. They're getting paid an experience, brother. Let's be clear, man. Exposure, one could say.
This might have been my favorite Final Three ever between. Can you want to say it for me?
Okay, it was Microman.
Yes.
The leader of MDK, Nick Gage. somebody else.
You want me to name it?
Somebody else. Oh, was it Aja Kong?
It was Yoshihiko.
That's right.
Aja was in there with Pero.
Yeah, Aja had a shorter run than I remember, but yeah.
Yeah, but
Pero and her new arch nemesis, the Quebecois Fighting Chicken.
Don't remind me. I already forgot that person's name. Also, Chiton.
Chitan, yeah, Chris Brooks had vacated the building, so everything was okay.
We're speaking like a foreign language to these two over here.
The indie shows, they really love to go all out for Sakura Genesis weekend.
Speaking of Sakura Genesis, you know who else was watching the Showcase of Immortals?
Our main man, House of Torture, Evil.
Evil, I'm surprised he didn't have the run-in. I mean, if you're going to have Undertaker, you might as well have Japanese Undertaker.
He was watching the main event, and security had to hold him down to keep him from running into that
That's my dream match, actually. I want to see Evil, all of House of Torture, versus Undertaker in a sweatshirt.
Oh, okay, yeah. The prime Undertaker sweatshirt.
Yeah. But WrestleMania happened. Let's actually get into it. We all watched it, I think. Jack, you watched Night 2, right?
I did watch Night 2.
We were there. We felt the mana.
Unfortunately.
We all felt that mana, didn't we? You still have the mana, Alex?
The mana will never go away.
Does it run wild in your household?
Yes, in my one-bedroom apartment, things getting crazy. The mana has never run more strong. I can't wait till the mana runs strong again at SummerSlam when he takes the belt off Cody, brother. It's going to be elite.
Elite.
Yeah, that was a poor choice of words, considering. Mania.
Well, can you believe it?
Something.
That the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega got closer to a Mania main event than CM Punk ever has.
Yeah.
Had to throw that out there.
Could not believe they were in the package. That was crazy.
That was right. Fun. It was a fun video package.
Do we just want to go top from bottom from start to finish?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Good idea. So we start off night one with the Women's World Championship. Mommy Rhea Ripley, the champion, versus the challenger, Becky Lynch. They got the 4K camera this year.
They got the Noah cam.
Yeah, they got the Noah cam. Yeah. It looks pretty good. The Noah cam and the Noah stage, brother.
Yeah, that's right. With like the big letters.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the green everywhere.
This was
a very Noah show.
Hey, shout out Mitsuharu Misawa.
But of course, it was a pretty good match. Solid opener. They were given 17, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I didn't think it was like all-timer great, but I thought it was solid. It was something that like maybe eventually I'll be like, oh, that match happened? I would go back and watch that. And it was good.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I know there's the reports that Becky was sick the entire time, had like 102-degree fever, strep throat, and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, it was good. I think Rhea is at her best when her back is against the wall a bit more, and that's not really what they're doing right now, I think. Because, like, look, last year, nothing's going to compare to the Charlotte match, I think. So, obviously, it's not going to beat that. But it was good. A good opener. I mean, they got time. What more do you want?
Y'all going to buy the Becky Lynch book, though?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, y'all going to buy that book?
That entrance?
As long as it's to scale to the WrestleMania entrance one, then I'll get it.
Yeah, the not 80 yard at all, the book that she walked through to start her entrance and then faded away into the... Oh, that was crazy. Jack, any thoughts on this match?
I have thoughts on the outfit. It was nice. I like Rhea's reign. I've really enjoyed it so far. I'm happy to see it continue. I enjoyed the segment they had today, too. I look forward to 4 more years of Rhea's reign and of the Judgment Day.
I think next year's Mania. That's my prediction.
Yeah,
Bianca.
To who? No.
Yeah. She's or not. Jade.
I can see Jade.
Jade might be the.
Jade might be it.
Yeah. But Bianca's undefeated at WrestleMania, and they're the cover athletes of 2K this year. And I thought they were going to do it this year, but I think they're holding off because those are. I mean, if you think about it, Bianca and Rhea are the two biggest women that have came out past Four Horsewomen. Would you say anybody else, really?
I mean,
by the end of the year, it could be Tiffany Stratton.
I'm telling you, brother, she's got a ways.
Yeah, you're probably right in terms of like recognition from the company. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rhea's like one of the top stars, period, in that company.
Oh, yeah.
And Bianca has been. I mean, like, I think that both of them have beaten all four horsewomen.
So is Tamina. Let's be clear, guys. This is an elite class.
Well,
of
course, no one's Mina than Tamina. Come on now.
I think next year will be a triple threat, though. I think they'll throw Jade in the mix because I don't think you're gonna have Jade have a 15-minute WrestleMania match with Rhea. So you put her with Bianca and with Rhea at the same time, hide it a bit. Heck, she'd probably win it because, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that's what should happen, but
I can see it.
At this point, the way they're presenting her, I mean, I don't know what is she. What else is she gonna do? Fight for the tag team titles?
She has another title, bro. She's on SmackDown where Bayley has
that. Well,
the
shoot.
Women's Undisputed
My bad.
Championship.
The draft, though. Anyway,
yeah, we'll see. But let's go ahead and move on to Noah's favorite match of the night. Noah, you wanna tell us what this match is?
Was this the six-pack ladder match?
Yes,
where
it was.
I was the only person to actually predict that they were going to split the tag team titles because, unlike everybody else in this room, I watched the product. You know, there are times in life where you just do everything correct and life still spits on you while you're on the ground and kicks you down there as well. Because let's be honest here, I should have gotten like 5 bonus points for actually knowing what was going to happen. Everybody else here just picks winners and stuff like that. But me? No, I do locks, all right? I do locks, okay? So when I pick something, it's an L-O-C-K, a lock. You best believe it. When I say they're going to split the tag team titles, you best believe it. When I say that Karrion Kross needs a top hat, you better believe me. If they would just believe in me, this company would be a lock, and I would have made more than 5 cents on their stock.
Well, you know, what happened to the other 4 picks you missed that were supposed locks? All right. With that being said,
we don't talk about that.
The complete war crime of this match is that I have A-Town Down Under and The Awesome Truth as my tag team titles, tag team champions in 2024. I feel like I'm not having a good time, man.
Man, this is not good. I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
It was a fun spot fest, which is like any tag glider match.
There was one good spot, and that was the air raid crash from the top of the ladder.
What about the Gargano final beat through the table?
For even daring to say those words in that order.
Yeah, on Pete Dunne, directly on the head.
No, my friend. I don't know. God, look, I shout out 2017 NXT, truly. it was, you just had to be there. But man, DIY look like such absolute dorks.
I'm gonna keep just pitching the
lamest geeks I've ever seen in my life.
DIX.
DIX.
Well,
you know, as if the love fest over Mr. Levesque wasn't strong enough already. I don't know. Something about this just was weird. And also, I'm not a super big fan of either R-Truth or The Miz or Grayson Waller or Austin Theory. So, whatever. I don't know.
Well, I would like to say I'm happy R-Truth got his moment, and that's about it.
Yeah, sure.
Waller, I'm fine with Waller. I just hate Theory so much, and I hate The Miz. Why can't we have The Miz and Theory in one team? Give me the other two. Like, it's an odd compare. I would accept that, you know?
Yeah. Concentrate all of their smug Atlanta-ness into one.
Yeah, right? Nuclear. Atlanta and Cleveland combined to make this is the ultimate nuclear bomb for WWE right here.
Look, man, it's all fine that they're the champs because when Waller and Theory take the dive to Pretty Deadly in, like, 2 months, it's going to be a glorious time in the Fed, man. That's all that matters.
You would think after they made Pretty Deadly do the package.
Exactly. They're going to get their win back, brothers. Just got to give it time.
Well, no, you forget about the real MVPs of this match that didn't do anything and had their entrance disrupted. New Catch Republic.
That's true.
That was so bad.
You know who's in this match we forgot about? New Day.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Good. I like the New Day.
Gear.
They didn't really do much either. So
they had cool gear.
That's true.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
Well, when Pretty Deadly does win the tag team titles, that'll be the day we get Jack's girlfriend Sarah
exactly
on the podcast.
Right. We're big fans of Pretty Deadly in the Dudley Rhodes household. I can't lie. It was devastating not to see them, and I feel like they could have replaced anyone in the match pretty much.
For sure. We're about to go to a quick PSA break. We're going to say this right now. Unless any of you went back, we did not watch the Rey and Andrade versus Dom and Santos match, and I have not. I will go back and watch it because I actually like Jason Kelsey, but I haven't watched it yet, so we're not going to talk about that, brother. We went to let's just say we had to get our mana refueled before that match. So
that's one way to say it.
But we are going to go to a quick PSA break, and we will be back after these brief messages. Welcome back to WBGL 91.1 FM. We're talking about WrestleMania XL 40. The big 4-0. WrestleMania is officially over the hill. It is past. It's in its midlife crisis era.
Yeah, it got really into motorcycles and Motorhead, and it's oddly got a thing for Skull.
WrestleMania has a new father.
Reminds you of someone.
Yeah. But then we had Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. And what can we say about this match?
Professional wrestling is back is what I'll say to this.
I'm going to be honest. Once again, we came back. Cooper watched half this match, I know, for sure.
Sure did.
And gave us the color commentary in our cars, and we were fueling ourselves with the mana, as The Rock says.
The Rock says.
The thing is, we probably would have been able to see some of this match if Logan knew where he lived. But unfortunately, it appears that Logan does not know where he lives and got us deep into the boondocks or something
on Saturday. 5 minutes in the wrong way because my directions.
Brother, why are you turning left? Like, this doesn't mean you turned left to get in here.
Why are we arguing about this on the show? All right. This is an off the show topic. We have 13 more matches to get into.
Brother, I don't want to talk about this AEW match where all they did was super kick each other. Okay?
We are going to skip over it. That's what we were going to say, Noah. This match was bad. We did not watch all of it, brother. Did any of you go back and watch this match?
I promise you I did not.
Exactly. That's what I was expecting.
I will say this. Maybe crowds are actually a bad thing. And shouldn't be allowed in wrestling shows.
If you're going to say yeet and no yeet, you will be shown the door.
My brain melted. I was getting, flashbacks to, the Minoru Suzuki and Takayama just slapping the mess out of each other. And I was like, yeah, you know what would benefit this? Yeet and no yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah, going back and forth.
No yeet.
I will say I think this match would have greatly benefited from a stipulation of some kind to allow them to go outside of their move sets, which are clearly, with the benefit of hindsight, more limited than I think we all thought they would be. Because on top of the yeet and no yeet, it was yeet and no yeet to just super kick and super kick and super kick and super kick. And I think they would have benefited from, like, you know, a brawl in the crowd or something and a splash from the top of something. And instead,
you got that at the last in the last night.
That's true. That's
when they just decided to die off the stage.
Was the best part of the Jimmy and Jey rivalry so far. I really think they could have benefited from just anything to give them something else to lean on, because then in the end it did turn into that, and where the crowd was just chanting it for no reason. Well, I mean, there was a reason, but you know. Anyway. We didn't watch it, though, so I can't really say much.
You're, like, surprisingly limited? Not surprisingly limited, brother. I've watched the Usos tag for years, and I know what they're capable of. Especially, like, Jey, surprisingly, like, beside himself, has had a good singles run here. Like, I don't think Jey is, like, a phenomenal singles wrestler, but I think he just has a really good aura to him right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And has been working with workers, a.k.a. Gunther, you know, and... Who else do you want? Drew. You know, like people who are very, very, very good singles wrestlers. Where it's like, Jimmy, I don't think has, no offense to my guy. He's a good tag guy. But he don't have the sauce for that singles run.
Well, here's the thing. You say they have limited movesets. They have the same movesets.
Exactly. It's like watching Fox versus Falco IRL.
Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, let's literally just put the guys who have been doing the exact same moves in the exact same ways together for the past decade plus, like, in a match together. And, oh, yeah, it'll be super dynamic and interesting. Like, I don't know. Like, I probably could have told you that.
But moving on, we get to the six-woman tag team match between Jade Cargill debuting Bianca Belair and Naomi versus the team of Damage Control that was Dakota Kai and the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane.
It's crazy. The further we go in the rundown of day one, the more I'm like, wow, this really was a two-match show, because I have nothing to say about anything from the first half of the show.
I'm looking at this right now. This was the shortest match of night one. It was 8 minutes.
Huh.
Everything else got over 10. The first two got 17. The next two got 11. And then this got 8. I think we... I don't know if we came in at the middle of the match. I don't think we did. We came pretty early.
We were at the start. We just skipped the entrances.
Yeah, we missed the entrance.
Yeah, we missed the entrance.
Which apparently the entrance was the best part of the match.
Right.
Yeah. Which I did go back and watch. It's a pretty cool entrance. It was a six. It felt like a TV match.
Yeah. I mean, it felt very much like we need to. It was trying to accomplish many goals at once. You need at least another women's match on the card.
For sure.
That is not the other women's belt.
Yep.
B, you need to showcase Jade Cargill in a big, bad way.
Yep.
Right off the bat. And also kind of more tangential, like the least of these points. C, you need to establish damage control as it exists now with, it being the Joshi faction plus Dakota Kai, to be, somewhat a challenge or like a rival to this new group of babyfaces.
Yep.
And I think, I like all of the, wrestlers in here.
Oh, for sure.
I think that they all have tremendous strengths and tremendous upsides, but I think in part because of it trying to accomplish so much at once, it never quite narrowed in on what it was supposed to be, and so as a result, it just feels kind of like a nothing match.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Jade came in, hot tag, hit three moves, and won.
Right.
I was talking to you about this, where it's like, oh, this showcase match for Jade, but like we saw a better showcase at the Rumble.
Yeah, the Rumble was a much better use of Jade Cargill. It came across here like they still did not trust her, which I think is odd, especially after, so much hoopla about, them retraining her and all that sort of thing. And, yeah, the big spot at the Rumble in which she looked like an absolute world beater. But yes, she never came in until the very last stretch, and that was just to hit like a couple of like suplexes, jaded, boom, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, this is very interesting for me because like whenever Jade debuted in the Rumble, I'm pretty sure she eliminated Bianca. She was in the final three.
Yeah, and I think it set up like a big
we're gonna get. I mean, like I guess you want Jade as a babyface for some reason, I don't know.
That's a bad idea.
Like, let her talk if she can talk.
She is so much money as a heel.
Give her Bianca. There's no way that match would have, like, you give it 15. That wouldn't have been a great match. Yeah. And, like, that's what I thought they were going. And, like, and this is one thing I'll call out. And, like, we call AEW for their women's division a lot. And rightfully so. They're getting better. They're on the right track now. But,
Yeah.
Say 4 months ago, it was bad.
Yeah. And but, it is still early days in that rebuilding process.
Mm-hmm. Ring of Honor, though.
Ring of Honor is incredible. With the women's division. The women's division is the thing to watch Ring of Honor for.
Exactly. But I think the women's tag team titles have been every single WrestleMania so far have either been defended in a four-way match just to get the maximum women on the show, or they've been in a six women where the titles haven't even been defended.
Yeah.
And that's literally been it. There's never been just like, if I can't, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, people out there, the listeners, but as if I remember, I don't think there's ever been just a team, like two teams fight each other for women's tag team titles. Yeah. It's just literally been like, let's get as much women on the show as we want and no storyline build.
There is maybe no more, just wasted title than that one, I think. Yeah. Well, I don't know, maybe the NXT women's tag team titles.
Well, they don't exist anymore.
Exactly.
But I mean, they actually had more cooking than the women's. I mean, the women's at the gate had a couple because, they had Boston Hug and the Iconics, and they had a couple.
Right, yeah, they had teams. They had a couple real teams.
And NXT did have a couple real teams. Yeah. I don't know. It's just whatever. It's not going to change. There's no point in even saying anything because they're not. Like, I've watched this for how long has the women's tag team titles existed?
The women's tag titles are the definition of using a belt as a prop.
Yep, to the point where they don't care about it. That's the reason Sasha and Naomi quit. Yeah. And then after they quit and they stripped them of it, they didn't use the belts for like 4 months before reestablishing it into a tournament.
2019, I believe, is when they were founded, if I'm not mistaken. And they were defended once in just a team-on-team match at 36. But that Mania doesn't
really
count.
That's COVID Mania.
COVID Mania. Yeah. Yep.
Who was it?
It was Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross defeated the Kabuki Warriors.
I knew it. I was like, if there's
in a 15-minute match, which was the Fourth longest match on the card?
I knew it because I'm like, if there was one, I feel like it was when Alexa and Nikki were teaming. But, again, out of all that time, go ahead, Noah. Or you had something to say?
That was Jack.
Oh, no, that was me. I was about to say. Okay. I know,
someone piped up.
I was just going to say, I know what the longest match on that card was.
Oh, yeah.
I had, like, flashbacks.
The prelude to the greatest match ever?
As soon as you said that, yeah, I had, like, these awful flashbacks.
Let's get to the good stuff of in the two-match card. Sami Zayn versus Gunther, guys.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you want to hit it one more time? I'm going to move your mic down a little bit.
All right.
Go, go, go.
Are you
going to
count me down?
3, 2, 1.
Brainbuster! I got chills, dude.
We were, me, Jack, and Cooper were jumping around my couch, my house, laughing in Alex's face. It was awesome.
I love Gunther, bro. I'm sorry.
I love Gunther too, but also, I mean, we weren't even wanting Sammy in this match.
No,
man.
I think we all, like.
Chad should have this match.
Except for Jack, I think we all.
Gunther,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia
loves the underdog, Logan.
I literally said
it's
to you.
It's Rocky, don't you understand?
I said true, to you, yeah. like 5 minutes into the match, I said, Cooper, if Sammy hits the brain buster, because I feel like he's going to do it, he's going to do it here. When he hit that Huluva kick off the top rope, and I was like, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh. And so crisp, too. Just, you can hear the, like, squish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's awesome. yeah. Like, truly one of those moments that, like, you never think you're going to see, and then it happens. And, like, the rest of the match also leading up to it was fantastic. Gunther was, like, in his prime as just an absolute monster. Just, like, constantly staring down Sammy's wife in the front row and proceeding to inflict the worst punishment imaginable on this guy.
Yep.
Sammy is literally just, like, getting ragdolled around like a chew toy. And then, yeah, that final sequence, boom, Huluva kick, boom, brainbuster, boom, Huluva kick again, boom, he's done. Like,
yep.
You know, that was just so cathartic. And, yeah, man, I love – pro wrestling's back. We're so back.
We're so back. For real this time. With that being said, we're going to talk about this match probably a little bit more. But we got to go to a quick PSA break. We'll be back after these brief messages. Welcome back to WEGO. We're going to 91.1 FM. It's WrestleMania time. It's main event of night one time. And, you know, I didn't think about this when it happened. But, you know, Roman and Cody main evented both nights. Which means, and I think why they, okay, the mana is running.
It's always
Roman and Cody main evented both nights. You know why I think they did this? Because you had mentioned it before. I think he did it because he now has the most main events over Hogan.
Oh, you're right.
Good.
Yeah, because I posted that.
Yeah.
So.
Right on.
It's all.
I respect the game.
I respect it. They're not.
Good.
Is he first now? Then with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
First of all time.
I mean. Like he's got. What's the number? It's probably.
Nine.
Oh, yeah, because the only one he hasn't main evented would be 36.
And 35. Yeah.
And then it made up by having – okay, yeah. Dang.
Yeah, he went 31 through now minus 2 plus 1. So – because he had 2 this night because they count the 2. So 7, you know, 8, 9. Yeah.
Does WrestleMania 9 get counted, though, for Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the bell ring. That is the main event.
That is the main event.
Yeah.
Well, we had the Bloodline, the team of The Rock and Roman Reigns, versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in a 45-minute match. I did not realize it was 45 minutes at the time, brothers.
It was flying.
Yeah. This had a good pace to it.
There were some workhorses in that match, brother.
There was. The Rock. The Rock says.
Yeah, The Rock put his working pants on.
He really
You know what I loved most about this? There was no Jimmy, no Jay. I mean, like, they didn't beat him clean. Because The Rock was like, I will fire you if you disqualify me.
Yeah, you don't need them. You don't need them.
But they just beat the crap out of them, and it was awesome.
It was. I thought it was really, really good. I thought also The Rock was really surprised. Because I remember when he came out, I think I may have made the joke, but I think somebody else had said it as well. I thought he was going to wrestle in pants because The Rock hadn't been hitting his legs like he used to. But he ripped off the pants, and he looked better than, I mean, since 28, because obviously 29, his pectoral muscle evaporated. So that was not doing so hot, but it was great, and if anything, it was worth it for the rock bottom under the table to the spear through the barricade all in about 10 seconds spot that
ruled. Yeah, this is exactly what I expected. Did not know it was 45 minutes. I still cannot. I'm sure when I watch it back, it will be.
We had like a 5-minute stare down, probably. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
No, I'll say this. The Rock's entrance outfit is the most toyetic thing I have ever seen.
Fantastic.
It is like future Rock. Like, it is like the next evolution. Like, he was not lying there when he had, what was it, Final Boss 10.0 or something like that? And
yeah, 100%.
100%. Yeah.
Now, this was really, I really thought it was a fun match. And here's what I'll say. You don't understand how much fun that WWE walk-in brawl style can be until you see some of the originators of it, the masters of it, like Dwayne. It's really fun to watch him just go around throwing his like over the top punches, going into the crowd and everything. It's a heck of a time, I'll say.
Well, I mean, especially because you have him and Roman on one team who are on the Mount Rushmore of talking smack during matches.
Right.
It's probably him, Roman, Stone Cold, and I would say MJF. Mm. MJF's very good at saying stuff and, you know, reacting during matches. But, yeah, this was very fun. The right team won. Rock said he was going – ushered that he was going to kill Cody Rhodes and says, this is for you, Mama Rhodes, and proceeded to hit the most devastating move ever, the people's elbow.
Yeah, it was cold.
I famously – hate the people.
Yeah, right.
Elbow. That looked like it hurt. That looked like a finisher.
That was a shoot elbow.
He put some stank on that.
He hates Cody, yeah. Bro. I'm telling you, he hates him. Yeah.
Never in a million years would I have believed you if you told me I'd come off of this excited for the Rock versus Cody match we're probably getting later in the year. But
they set it up on Raw.
I know he's got some endurance in him that I did not believe in. I'm
he said,
for the match.
"With or without title,
will do for you, brother."
He said, "With or without title, I'm coming back for you," and basically said he's gonna kill. It gave Cody something there, I think, at the end of the Raw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly,
yeah. We don't know what it is, but he said, "Don't break my heart again," and then walked off. So
I don't know what
wrestling, mean, brother.
It's a ticket to Black Adam.
But that's the end of night one. it's true. This is a part in Black Adam 2. Don't break my heart again. But we go on to night two. Two good matches to go. Literally, go back. If you're going to watch night one, I would say watch the start the show, skip the next four matches, watch the last two. And that's pretty good. Pretty good slate right there.
Yeah.
Then we get to night two. We have Drew versus Seth Rollins in the finisher spam match. This was 10 minutes 30. If this was on night one, this would have been the second shortest.
Oh, wow.
I thought
it's not going to work, brother.
Seth was not. They were literally. They were going the finisher spam match. I think I saw two stomps and four claymores. That three of them were kicked out of. Mm. But mainly, I think what was good in this match is Drew won, which is the right decision. It was funny to see Seth cry, be like, "You have to carry it now." But the best part was obviously after the match when Drew immediately goes over to CM Punk and just talks the maddest trash ever to immediately get attacked by CM Punk and cashed in on. And now we have a new World Heavyweight Championship, which means, for my hope...
What is the name of the new World Heavyweight Champion?
Damian Priest.
Thank you.
Thank you. My hope of all of this is that Drew leaves and goes to New Japan.
Oh, goodness.
Is what I will say to anybody that's a big bruiser.
I'm going to say this, which I famously should never say, but I'm doing it because... I know now it works like reverse psychology. Drew ain't going anywhere.
Drew is in the number one contender match for the WWE Championship or WWE World.
Well, I know.
One of them tonight.
Yeah, he's going to get pinned clean. No.
This match was worth it for the post-match angle, though. Like, honestly, also, I don't know how much Seth was selling by the end there, but by the end of night two, the man looked like he was being dragged across the ring by Cena and everybody else. And I don't know if that's just the best sell job in the business or not. But he's definitely limited, and it was worth it for the post-match angle, which I thought was great. And Drew said he would end CM Punk's career, and
Seth's injuries was
thumbs
good.
Up.
And Seth got geeked all of WrestleMania.
That's
so
true.
What was that?
What more could you want? Like, honestly. Like, obliterate that.
Then we move on to Noah's favorite match of night two. The Pride versus the Final Testament. Noah, you wanna start?
How are we going to have this man keep losing? Like, y'all keep complaining about how he can't do nothing. But he just keeps losing.
Yeah, of course. Like, he fails upwards, bro. He's going to be Cody's first challenger.
That's exactly right.
If this happens, oh my. If we're right.
you're getting
the hourglass will be
before,
turned
before the year is over.
In about 20 minutes, we'll see the hourglass turned on Cody Rhodes. I promise
well,
you.
Well, not known to us, we knew it was a Philadelphia street fight. We did not know Snoop Dogg was going to be on guest commentary. We did not know Bully Ray was going to be guest referee. His opinion, I don't ever want to hear people complain about his opinion about AEW again. This man is still taking paychecks on the weekly basis, man. Like, what do you expect him to say?
Got to tell him a story.
Right? I swear.
I did not know Snoop had a gin and juice
yep,
thing. That's crazy.
Well, botched table spot. This was kind of a nothing. It was fun for the Kendo Stick spot was when they were beating the crap out of each other. It was fun. But other than that, kind of a nothing match. Speaking of nothing matches, yeah, LA Knight versus AJ Styles in the Slim Jim car match, sponsored by Slim Jim. Yeah, they had a normal match for what was a blood feud. So, you know.
I don't think it's the end of the feud, brother. I think they're going
to. Then why do all this build now to just have a normal match? I don't know.
I mean, we've definitely seen in the past that they're leaning a lot more on Backlash being connected to Mania than they have 10 years ago. So I think it's definitely fair to say that this match would probably run back there. But who cares if it was a good match, if it was a bad match. Def Rebel has once again committed crimes against Scott Remender people by releasing. I think it's the country twang AJ Styles going, you don't want none. And then whatever.
A trap beat.
Whatever, like, audio blocks, music this man pulled out. I am so sad.
It's crazy because AJ was 4-for-4 for great themes for that.
He has been, hasn't he?
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, Get Ready to Fly, Evil Ways, Demigods, the old WWE theme.
Yep.
And then now we have what, guys?
You don't want none.
I was lucky enough to avoid hearing this. and I think I will continue to for the foreseeable future. But yeah, I mean, look, if I was them, I would just pay CFO money sign. Like, just do it. You know?
But then we get on to the U.S. title triple threat, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, who came to the ring together on a golf cart. Versus Logan Paul, who came to the ring on a giant Prime Mobile, who also had Eye Show Speed there for some reason. this match got 17. I think it was the second longest of the night for this night. And yeah, it was. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I saw Speed get like thrown all the way across the.
I thought that was Eye Show Speed's brother.
Yeah.
And then put through the table. Or not put through. He just fell on. It was a good.
Yeah, he got RKO'd on
it. It made me laugh. Well, it made me laugh very hard.
My favorite part, this guy has not been debriefed on the WWE style. He immediately takes off his mask, goes up to Randy Orton, starts dropping F-bombs. Randy looks at him like, he starts shooting, bro. I swear. He started shooting. He Sparta kicked him for real. Yanked him. Yanked the Prime bottle off of him. Because last year, KSI kept the Prime bottle off. Got him the table by the neck, like shaking him like this. Eye Speed also barked in his face as soon as I'm like, you're an idiot. Randy barks in Eye Show Speed's face, RKOs him, and Michael Cole, with the greatest call ever, says, the dog has died.
I also would like to make a motion that every time we have our Prime Battle Bottle mascot, good Lord, on WrestleMania, that they always get kicked because he got kicked and the cap of the costume went flying into the third row, and that was hilarious. Yeah, this match was fun. It was, why is Logan Paul so good at wrestling? It makes me very. I think he's pretty good.
An athletic guy.
I think he's an athletic guy.
I mean, WWE's had a lot of athletic guys that have not been very good.
But I also think he doesn't work that many matches. Anyway, I think he's good. I don't think he's, like, I think he's a little overrated. We're not going to get into that.
I like Paul. I do think they're obviously probably rehearsing these matches like 20 times back.
Yeah, right.
He's doing good with what he's being given, for sure.
But KO had the best Titantron ever and the best ring attire ever because it was just ECW, brother. And, yeah. We're going to have to go to a quick PSA break. When we'll be back, we'll talk about the last two matches of WrestleMania, that main event, and all of it. So stay with us. Welcome back to WBG on 91.1 FM. Io Sky, Bayley, Women's Undisputed Championship. Undisputed World? I don't know. Good match.
The babyface won. What more do you want?
Cooper would want Io to win.
That is correct. No, this was a good match. This is certainly the best match that I saw.
Yeah.
On night two.
The reversal of the rosebud was awesome.
The rose plant.
The rose plant, sorry.
The rosebuds were the
little... Yeah, the little... Yeah.
Adam Rose around.
For a second, I thought they were bagged during Rollins' intro.
Yeah, right? That's what Michael Cole said, I swear.
Oh, Philadelphia, why are you the way that you are? No, I did really, really like this match. They worked tremendously well together. I mean, I would expect so. They've been in a faction for, like, over a year. But, yeah, I mean, personally, I just don't understand necessarily why Bayley had to win here. You know, because you really are, like, overdosing on, like, yay, babyface positive vibes on night two a little bit. And I don't know. I feel like you need, like, at least one sort of, like, dark night of the soul sort of moment.
Yeah.
And
well, I guess that was Logan winning.
Yeah, sure, I guess. You know, certainly the dark night of my soul. but I do think that, you know, I like Bayley as champion. Her, you know, reign during COVID era was the only really decent thing about that
yep.
whole run. And so I trust her to make this follow-up really interesting and really good. But I think you just could have done, you could have told more interesting stories with these two, whereas this feels very definitive, like she is very much moving past Damage Control,
yep.
which I don't know is the right way that I would go.
Especially because, like, you would think, you know, like, Damage Control would get involved, but they just didn't.
Yeah, Asuka just, and Kairi and Dakota, nowhere to be seen.
Which, yeah, I don't know, that just didn't make sense. I mean, it was a good match, but, like, I thought, you know, that's weird. Speaking yeah. of weirdness, Cody Rhodes.
Well, wait, hold up. I didn't want to say one thing, if I may.
Not a long time.
I know, I thought this match was good. I will say, I think Bayley winning it might be the fact that, is she not the only one of the four horsewomen in the company that hasn't had, like, her WrestleMania moment?
She won the title at,
She defended the title
at one of them. Yeah, I don't know.
She defended it on her first one.
Because I don't think she...
Woman.
Yeah, I don't think she's, like, had that big win that I can think of.
I mean, Sasha be that, didn't.
I mean, be that
sure,
as...
Sure, but Sasha's not in the company either yeah. at this point.
And
so.
Also, be that as it may, like, she's, like, what, 30, like, two, something like that?
And has won the title a bunch of times.
Yeah, like, she's... There's no rush to give
that's
to get that Mania moment in now, I don't think. Like, you know, she's going to be there for a while.
So. It's good point. Funny talking about the Four Horsemen when... Four horsewomen, like, they're the old guard, when that's true for pretty much all of them. They got, like, 10 more years
yeah.
in their career.
Well, Bloodline rules, main event, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, it's over. Feel the mana. They're trying to time it. It's not working. I don't know how I feel about this match, man.
There it is.
On one hand, as... They're going to do what they do. I'm going to do what I do. On one hand, as the biggest Cody homer ever, and the guy that had all of them cackling when I saw Brandi Rhodes pop on my screen, because
Brandi.
I was so happy that we got the Codyverse back.
You popped so hard.
I was very, and I even liked this goofy Papyrus entrance, man.
No.
That mask looks so awful.
It's so Cody. It's so Cody that it's so good. I'm very happy because he got his moment. That's all I care about. Everyone's like, oh, Cody got to get this long range. I'm like, no. Gunther can take the title off him tonight, and I'll be fine with that. I just want Cody to win the title, just to say he's won it. That's all I care about.
Placed that title in the arms.
He placed it into his mom's arms, and that's what matters. On the other hand, he did just kind of basically say, yeah, Triple H. And, you know, The Undertaker came out for no reason. Like, John Cena made sense. Solo wrote him off. You know, the Seth thing at first, I'm like, that's stupid. But also, going back on it, it's like, it made sense because Roman hates Seth and immediately beelines towards Seth. And when he had the opportunity to take Cody out, he couldn't help but take out Seth. But in general, I don't feel like I envisioned for when they said Bloodline rules was like, okay, they're all going to come out at the start of the match and just beat the crap out of Cody, right? Yeah. And, like, demolish him. He's just going to keep kicking out. And eventually, you know... Like, you could have them beating up the babyfaces backstage, and then they come out. And then you have that, you know, defiant moment, and then Cody come in and, you know, have him like the super over babyface, you know, kind of. But they wrestled like a 20-minute, like the same match they wrestled last year. They were working normally. They were doing what they do. Apparently, I think I'm also in the minority that everyone's like, they have so much chemistry. I'm just like, it's just a WWE main event match.
Last year's match was actually far better.
Because you didn't know.
Yeah. But I mean, it was a solid main event match. I think that's partially why they went this way this year. They kind of got all the like classical, really good work rate match main event last year. So why not go balls to the walls this year?
Well, I was fine with that as long as like the Undertaker's just like Austin would have made sense.
Probably. Oh yeah, no, I don't
like
care
he's
for that.
The final boss. Like how much more tongue in cheek can you get? Austin hates authority and they're eternal rivals. Why would Austin not just beat up Rock one last time for funsies, you know?
He wasn't getting paid enough.
Undertaker,
yeah, I promise you it was because he didn't
Undertaker couldn't
do
even
it.
Put on the attire, brother. He came off his couch and said, yeah, I'll hit one more chokeslam.
I also think, whereas Cooper, you said that the Night One Mania match was decent. I think we all said it was pretty well paced, all things considered. This match was not. It could have benefited from, and this may be stupid because
this is a shorter match too.
Yeah,
crazy.
I think it could have benefited from going a bit like once all the heels and the faces came together and the ring cleared. It would have been cool for them to kind of reset the board for a moment,
I agree.
As opposed to just spear, counter, crossroads, end of the match. Which again, you know, they maybe don't want to make it that long, but I think it just needed a moment to breathe.
I agree,
and not feel like Cody got dragged to it, as opposed to. Cody had the odds even and then won. I think that would have been much better. I also think, again, The Undertaker felt way off. I honestly was disappointed. Maybe my hype was too high because I really wanted Austin. I'll admit, I really did.
And that's what they had the perfect moment last year to do that with actual current stars with Sammy and KO. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they decided not to do it.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, here's another thing that I was thinking about. It's like, I am really happy that it seems like WWE is moving into a bit of a new era, to use a buzzword, but also I felt like I was getting beaten over the head with it hard.
This is a new era.
Michael Cole loves professional wrestling, guys.
Vince McMahon is not here. He is in the Bahamas or something where they can't get to him. He is not here, though. He has not called. He has not done anything. He is not here.
None
and
of the
nor,
people
nor
that helped Vince
anybody
are
that
here.
Knew him. For
yeah,
instance,
apparently,
like
right?
Stephanie McMahon never knew Vince McMahon. Nor did Nick Khan.
No
nor
relation.
Did Paul Triple H. Levine.
Bruce
right?
Pritchard has been preaching in a church for the past 30 years. He is not
apparently right.
Yeah, I thought in regards to the match, I was not a big fan of it. I would rather have not had any of the run-ins from the face side of things, you know, because, like, I don't know. I feel like it's been established that, like, oh, nobody can beat the Bloodline because they, you know, it's strength in numbers and all that sort of thing. But isn't that kind of, you know, the sort of magic of wrestling is that you buy into it and you believe, yes, you can beat them all by yourself. The one that I was fine with was Seth because that has a story.
Exactly.
It turns into it. Yeah, I mean, Cody, I will say this, is absolutely the guy. He is so company man. Like you would not believe. So I mean, I'm absolutely fine with the decision. I just wish that it made it feel like he actually accomplished it rather than like his buddies.
Yes.
So yeah, that's kind of my deal with it. And you know, I look forward to the next 3-year long reign of the American roller coaster.
Please. No. Thank you for listening to WBGO. We got 91.1 FM. That isn't it for us. We will be back next week at 9 p.m. sharp for another hour of wrestling content. You can follow us on all of the podcast players. You can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at by Logan Hurston, at Alex Houston, at Noah underscore Phillips, CC4, at Average Darth. Cooper doesn't have a Twitter. Cooper, any last words?
Dismantle capitalism.
Oh, wow. Goodbye. Mwah,
whoa,
and
whoa,
good
whoa, whoa,
night.
Whoa.
Bang!